Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio
1. Right, Chopper.
Yeah?
What do you think the two things are that ladies want more than anything else in the whole world?
I think you might be asking the wrong person here.
Have a guess.
What do they want more than anything in the world?
Two things.
More shops and easier to use washing machines.
That's not on my list.
No? Was I being slightly stereotypical there?
Maybe a little.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They want...
bigger irons?
They want to have big boobs.
Right.
And they want to eat biscuits.
Really?
And now, the two things have been combined by the Japanese.
No.
Introducing the F Cup cookie.
What is this?
This is a cookie that you eat and it makes your wabs grow bigger. Now, I don't actually have any here with me, but I've got the packaging. Take a look at that.
Wow. It's, it just says F Cup cookie and then a kind of biscuit disappearing down a cleavage.
Yeah.
I don't think she's an F cup yet,
no.
Mind you.
She will be by the time she's eating that biscuit. Now, what happens is, I don't really know the science, but you eat the cookies and the fats and all the stuff in them means that it goes straight to your wabs and nowhere else.
That's
Isn't that amazing?
What a really clever cookie.
So you can eat biscuits and grow them at the same time.
These aren't available over here, then? Yeah.
Not at the moment, I don't think. But I think this could be the best invention since the wheel.
I'm more than happy to endorse them.
Now, also, if blokes eat them, you do get moobs.
Do you?
Yeah, don't do that. And at the moment, you can only get these in Japan.
Okay.
Do you think this is real?
What?
It looks real.
I'd like to think it was.
Now, if you've been to Japan, maybe recently, and you've
come back with F-sized boobs, send us a picture.
No, if you've seen these on sale, I know we have a lot of online listeners to Radio 1 in Japan. Let me know if these F-cup cookies do actually exist. Not for me, obviously, I don't really need them.
Who are you getting the... it's like we've both nibbled a few in our time.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking of passing them on to?
I just...
Do you have somebody in mind here at work?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Not that I want to say, no.
You do, though, don't you?
No, I don't. No, no.
Nobody's biscuits and you want to spike.
There are a few, though. You could take them out of the packaging, leave them in an unsuspecting female member of staff at Radio 1's biscuit tin.
With a load of rich tea biscuits.
With a load of rich tea biscuits.
And then see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it to some of the more buff male members of staff at Radio 1.
There aren't that many buff male members of staff at Radio 1.
Do you know who would really hate it?
Who?
JK off of JK and Joel.
Let's do a biscuit tin for him as well.
He takes all that fitness business really seriously.
We could leave some on his desk and then some on Dave Pierce's and see who grows more.
I'd like them to do a men's health cover shoot again in about 2 months. Here's JK's massive moves.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
I've been working hard this weekend, clearing down the Flirt Divert line.
Have you? Sorry, just having a chat with somebody. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for your interest.
That's all right. You've been busy this weekend, you were saying.
I've been clearing down the Flirt Divert line. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Right, answer me this question, ladies. Is this what women like?
I've been working on the pig impression.
Is that attractive in any way? Because that could be where I'm going wrong.
Is that accurate as well?
What, does it
is that
sound like a pig?
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah.
I've never heard a pig make a noise.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty much like that. See, I don't think that's what ladies do want, because he's obviously been given the Flirt Divert number. Do you think he was trying to impress her with that noise when they met? And has been practising and then think, oh, I'll leave a message on the answer phone now, I've got it quite good.
Didn't work there, did it?
Is that what they want?
Not in my experience, but, you know, maybe I'm just meeting the wrong kind of women.
Come in through my door.
What?
Some music on, yeah?
Yeah, hi.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Would you like some wine?
Yeah, yes, please. That's a big glass.
Thank you.
Should we just forget about the wine?
No. See that? I've got a new one.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you had that for a long time?
No, that's new today.
New to wow, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, this next lady, right, is saying sorry for something. I don't know what it is.
Hiya. I'm sorry about what I said the other night. I seen your mate out last night and he gave us your number. Girls like all different sizes and shapes. I hope you can, you know, I didn't mean to offend you. Give me a ring back. Bye.
Right, so she's saying that girls like all different sizes,
yeah,
and chips.
Right.
Girls like all different sizes and chips.
Maybe he bought her like a small portion of onion rings, and she wanted a large portion of chips.
Yeah, that'd be what it is. And now announcing another flirt divert hottie.
Right, babe, just ringing up to see if you got home safely or not. Don't forget, it's right on the line here, or owl. And, yeah, anyway, contact me soon. You got my number, ain't ya? Yeah, all right, speak soon, babe. Much love, bye. Yeah, that's big kisses going out to ya. Love ya, bye.
So that's Ryan the Lion.
Don't forget, it's Ryan the Lion here, or owl.
I love him.
Don't forget, it's Ryan the Lion here, or owl.
See, I'm thinking that's not as accurate as the pig bloke.
Well, I've got some actual pigs here now. Should we compare them, see how good his impression
is? Yeah, go on then.
Right, those are the real pigs. And now here's Pig Impression Guy.
What did you think?
Pretty good.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya, who's that?
It's Rachel from Mansfield.
How can I help, Rach?
I'm after some of these cookies. I'd like to be a test dummy.
All right, so if we get some, you
don't
want
be
to...
too harsh on yourself.
You want to test them out?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so if I manage to find some in Japan...
Yeah?
You'll come to Radio 1 and you'll see if they work.
That's right, yeah. I'm up for that.
Do you like eating biscuits?
I do, yes.
And would you like to have big boobs?
That's right, yeah.
You see, that's what the two things that girls really want.
It's not an instant thing, though, is it? You'd have to eat them for a while.
I don't know.
I don't mind, I can eat cookies for a while.
Okay. Alright, that's fine, I'll bear you in mind, Rach, right?
Thanks, Scott.
Now, I do have a few numbers of a few convenience stores in Tokyo, and apparently Tokyo is a 24-hour city. Shops are open day and indeed night.
Wow.
So, I thought maybe if we call some of them and ask them if these F-cup cookies really exist, because I think it might just be an online thing when someone's having me on.
You don't believe it then at the moment?
Not 100%.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Moshi
moshi.
Moshi
moshi. Hi. Hi.
English no desu.
Higashu?
すいません。
Higashi.
わかりません.
Kyonyu?
わかりません.
I want to buy... Hello?
Oh. Well, what were you saying then? I never knew you were fluent in Japanese.
I was saying hello.
Right.
And then I said huge breasts.
Right. Which was the... Was that Higashi?
Higashi is cookies.
Oh, Higashi's cookies. Okay.
Yeah. And then Kyonyu is huge breasts.
Right. And what did they say back to you?
I don't know.
Right. I think there might be a flaw in your plan here.
All right, let's try again. Moshi moshi.
Hi.
Hi. Higashi?
Hi.
Hmm?
How may I help you?
I want cookies.
You want cookies?
Cookies, yes.
I think you got wrong number. This is the hotel.
Right, sorry about that. I thought you were I thought you were a shop.
No.
Are they on room service?
Do you have F-cup cookies on room service?
I'm not sure. I will connect you with room service. Could you ask them? One moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
成いたしました。ルームサービスアームでございます。
もしもし。
もしもし。
I'd like to buy some F cup cookies.
I'm sorry?
F cup cookies.
F cup cookie?
Yeah.
So you want to take out some cookie?
Yeah, F cup cookies.
What is F cup cookie? I'm sorry, we don't know F cup cookie.
You've never heard of them?
Like a cookie?
They're cookies, but you know, ladies? Mm-hmm. They make their breasts grow bigger.
Ladies?
Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Makes their boobies bigger. Mm-hmm. You eat the cookie, boobies mm-hmm. bigger.
So, big cookie?
Big boobies.
Big booby cookie.
Big booby cookie, yes.
Just one, please.
Thank you.
You're calm.
He's not going to ask for big booby cookies, is he?
I thought they were popular in Japan.
Hello?
Hello.
This room service.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
Oh, okay.
So can I transfer to takeout corner?
Yes, please.
Some restaurant.
Thank you.
So please hold this phone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
I'm looking for F cup cookies.
Oh, we have you. We prepare with as cookies and size of S, M, L.
What happens is they're for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies eat the cookies, and their breasts grow bigger. And big boobies.
Boobies? Sorry, yes, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't,
you don't sell them, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
Sorry, Mr. Osem.
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was very unsuccessful, wasn't it?
Wasn't the best.
I think Big Booby Cookies is a much better name.
Get that trademarked. Podcast.
Radio 1. Apparently, she's saying different sizes and shapes, not chips.
Girls like all different sizes and chips.
No, I don't believe that.
No, it's definitely chips.
Yeah. What do you prefer, ladies? Different shapes and sizes or chips? I think chips.
Hi.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Bev.
What are you saying, Bev?
I prefer chips any day.
What, to shapes?
Yep.
Girls like all different sizes and chips.
So it's chips for you every time, Bev, yeah?
Yep.
As I thought. Please can you put the room service guy saying moshi moshi as a text alert? Why would you want that?
Moshi moshi.
Oh, he was great, wasn't he? So polite as well. Really nice people.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Big booby cookie.
Or BBC for short.
Big booby cookie.
A lot of people quite like that. But we're still no nearer to finding the F cup cookies. I'm not sure they actually exist.
Are we going to keep looking?
I think I'd like
Good.
To, yeah.
Big booby cookie.
Now, you know, parents and grandparents,
mm-hmm.
they always go on about how much better the toys that they had in their day were better than ours, mm-hmm. don't they? You know, you're sat there on your PlayStation or your Xbox or your Wii, and they're like, oh, these aren't as good as back in our day. We had a bit of string. We had a bottle top and a bit of string, and it was a lot better.
And the we were happy.
We were happy. They were a lot better, the toy. These toys now, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
Well, I have something now for you that will prove, once and for all, that toys in their day were actually crap.
Okay? Yeah.
Right, this is an ad for something called a swing wing, which I would like you to watch, right?
Okay, yeah.
And next time your mum or dad or grandparents say that toys were better in their day, just tell them no. Just mention the swing wing. Okay, play it.
It's a new thing. It's a fun thing. It's the swing wing.
It's a what?
It's the swing wing. It's the wing.
What's happening?
It's lots of children with this kind of like plastic thing on their head, and then just throwing their head around with some ribbon on it.
A fun thing. And now it's your favorite indoor thing.
It's a what?
It's a swing wing.
Check out the end.
A fun thing. And everybody's gotta have one thing. It's a swing wing. A wing thing. A brand new transfer grand fun thing. It's a swing wing. A new thing.
the Swing Wing.
Get Swing Wing, made by Transogram, where the fun comes from. It's a Swing Wing.
It's a what?
What? They've put four kids on a roof at the end of that, all swinging their heads with this plastic cup on their head and a bit of ribbon.
The end bit is my favourite. When they're all doing it together, they're all swing-winging away.
On a roof!
It's a what?
That could give you serious injuries.
Get Swing Wing, made by Transogram, where the fun comes from. It's a Swing Wing.
It's a what?
I really hope they still make Swing Wings.
Would you like one?
I would.
I could probably try and make you one myself.
Think of the fun we could have with that. Not like that Nintendo Wii's.
Oh, no. Stick a cup on your head and swing it about.
If you'd like to watch the advert of the Swing Wing, I strongly recommend you do. It's on my pages now at Radio 1 Online, and you'll see what all the fuss is about. And it will prove to you that toys were actually rubbish in their day, no matter what they tell you next time. Look up Swing Wing on the Mills pages at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Do you remember what else they had back in the day?
No, I don't.
Remember Gaylord, the toy dog?
Yeah!
Gaylord, the pup, is full of tricks. Watch. Back up, Gaylord. Attaboy. Now climb, Gaylord. Up. Up. Now fetch your bowl. Got it. Good boy, Gaylord.
Gaylord, you look kind of crazy. You look kind of lazy.
It's a toy dog called Gaylord. Once again, proving that their toys were crap back in the day.
Gaylord comes with a bone of his own. He's a wonderful toy. He's ideal.
Gaylord, when you pull his leash, he'll walkety-walkety-walk with you.
I still want a Swing Wing. I really do.
Back up, Gaylord.
G'day, Scott. It's Paul here from London.
All right, Paul, how are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
Good. How can I help?
I've actually got a packet of F-Cup cookies in my house as we speak.
Get out.
I have. They're unopened. They're sitting on my living room table at the moment.
Are they yours?
They were given to me, but I don't think they were intended for me. Well, I'm hoping they weren't.
Right. Why have you got these?
I used to live in Japan, and when these hit the market, one of my friends who still lives there decided that it was something that I should witness.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I've got them, but I haven't been tempted to eat them as yet.
And you're in London?
I am in London.
You could drop round with them tomorrow, maybe.
I have work commitments that won't allow me to do that, but I can drop them in the post for you, mate.
Have you not even had a nibble of these, just to see whether your boobs grow, they claim that they do?
As a man in his mid-30s, I'm already battling the man boobies, so I've decided to stay away from them, just in case they work.
If you missed this earlier, this is the F-Cup cookie, the latest amazing invention from Japan, where if you're a lady with small wabs, you eat the cookies and bingo,
wabs.
You get big wabs just by eating the cookies. All the fat from the cookie goes straight to the breast area.
And nowhere else.
Yeah, that's good. Would you send them to us then?
Yeah, yeah, they're 68.7 calories per cookie.
Right.
And recommended for people over the age of 14.
Wow, okay. And they're unopened, sitting in your living room in London right now.
In my hand as we speak.
So amazing.
I'll drop them in the post for you tomorrow.
Yes!
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, I want to see the effects of them as well. Make sure you post something.
Okay, yeah, we'll
Yeah, we'll sort
that
out.
Yeah, don't worry.
All right, no worries. See you.
Oh, now, bye. Now we have to work out, are we going to try them all?
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.